Hey y'all, hey, it's me again, Dr. O, and thank you for tuning in for another episode of Dr. O After Dark. On tonight's episode, I am so super excited because I am here with truly my boy, the one, and I am so, you guys, I am just so excited about tonight's episode. The one, the only, Gucci LeBrow. Yeah. That name, Gucci LeBrow. I mean, so let's get on into it. We have a lot of stuff to kind of get into. So tell everyone about Gucci LeBrow, who you are, and why are you here on Dr. O tonight?
Well, first I want to say, man, thank you for having me on the show, you know what I'm saying?
thank you so much.
Yes, I am Gucci LeBrow, you know what I'm saying? The owner of Luxdia Cosmetics, which is an all-natural makeup and skincare line, which I brought some products with me today. Just a down-to-earth, you know what I'm saying, business owner that's trying to make sure you ladies is having natural products, because there's a lot of products out there that's really not good for y'all, and just because it's cheap, yeah, I'm putting it on. But I'm here tonight to talk to y'all and tell y'all about good products with like skincare and makeup.
Okay, so black owned makeup and cosmetics producer, male, and I know that you were the first and only black owned makeup and cosmetic line to be here in one of our major malls out here in Atlanta, in the Metro Atlanta area, in Perimeter Mall. Tell us a little bit about your product line, how you got, what made you get started, especially being a man in the makeup business.
It's funny you ask. Well, I know I didn't have no interest in makeup or skincare, period. I got started by, at the time I was married, and my ex-wife was a makeup artist.
Okay.
And she pretty much was like, she was over like Cumberland Mall and Stonecrest Mall. She was over the two malls, you know, so when it comes to makeup counters and stuff like that. And a lot of times at nighttime, I would meet her to, you know, make sure she's safe because she's going to deposit money to the bank.
Got it.
And she would be depositing $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. And I'm saying like, you deposit this much money? Y'all made this today? She like, yeah, we made this today. And I'm like, listen, why are you depositing this money into somebody else's account?
And not your own.
You need to be depositing your own account. You need to have your own brand. And at the time, she was just like, you know, if you want me to have my own brand, then just, you know what I'm saying, give me the money.
You got
to
fund it.
Give me the money. So, you know, I'm like, you know, I got a little change to play with or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Let me try it, because at the end of the day, If I believe in my, you know what I'm saying, my wife, at the time, if I believe in you and I see what you're doing, it's like, why not do it? You know what I'm saying? This is my wife, so why not?
Yeah.
So I pretty much just invested into her starting her own brand, and she did.
Okay, and was this the same brand, the Luxdia brand?
So it wasn't the Luxdia brand at the time when we started.
You know what I'm saying?
At the time, it was a whole totally different brand.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, once we got divorced, pretty much
just rebranded it,
you know.
Because, you know, I was going to ask how that went with the divorce and the makeup brand, and how you and your wife may be partners, or, right, you know, what have you now. But it seems like, now, is she a part of Luxdia?
She's not a part of Luxdia. So at the time, the brand that we had together, when we got a divorce, we was doing so good.
Okay.
At the time, it was just like, why would we change?
Yeah.
So we still continued to the rep that brand,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? But it had a couple of technicalities at the end, you know what I'm saying, that really had nothing to do with me,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying, for sake, but
it was all you, girl.
No, it really wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
He said it without saying it.
Yeah, I didn't know
how the men do.
Nah,
girl,
I ain't really want to put her business out there.
As a wife, I'm here. I already know and I already understand how these husbands and men can be. They gonna blame it on you. So just take that, because, but you want to come on to Dr. O After Dark and tell your side and your products that you got, come on, we invite you. But go ahead now. Go on ahead now, Mr. Gucci LeBrow.
Yeah, but we all going to get the blame, right? We all just going automatically, right?
Of course.
That's fellas. We got to stand up to this. We got to stop this right here. Right.
What was that that they came out with? Black men don't cheat. And then all the cheaters came out.
I'm still a firm believer. Black men don't cheat.
Okay. We'll leave it there.
Oh, yeah. So.
So infidelity wasn't the cause of your divorce.
Infidelity was not a
part. At least on your side.
No, seriously, infidelity wasn't a part of it. You know what I'm saying? We just grew apart, and you know, sometimes you know when people have a past and it affected them so much, you know, that it tends to spill into their next relationship, especially when they don't get counseling.
Yes.
And understanding of their self first. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to have understanding of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know yourself and don't understand yourself and you have low self-esteem and you move on, you don't do nothing but just project it on somebody else. And then if they're for you, they ain't going to take it so much before they time. Like, you know what? Forget this.
So I take it you are the one that did the work with counseling and knowing yourself and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Somebody else that was a part of the relationship, she who shall not be named, came with, as Miss Erica Badu would say, a lot of baggage.
Well, technically, yeah. I'm gonna be honest, yeah.
But no, in all honesty, that's what we talk about here is, again, looking into those things that have happened previously in our lives.
Right.
And have impacted us in a traumatic way, and how that now affects us in our current life, our current relationships. And we all have, I laugh about it, but we all have baggage. We all have different things that we're bringing into us, because unless what I ask a lot of my couples, especially in marriage counseling and things of that nature, you know, is are you two siblings? Were you have the same mom and dad raised in the same household? And most of them look at me like, are you crazy, Dr. O? No. Were you both adopted and raised under the same household? No. So then what's known then is that you guys come from two different households,
right?
Two different cultures, you know, even if it's within the same ethnic group, culture and subcultures are different of how you were raised in your household and maybe how they were raised in their household. Values are different, beliefs are different, all of these things are different. And now we are two different people trying to come together for the sake of love, sometimes lust, a lot of times lust, and attraction, and trying to make that work. But a lot of times what we have not dealt with was all that from our past that has impacted us, not only from our childhoods, things that we may have seen with our own parents, or have not seen, but then also in our own, as you mentioned, relationships up into marriage. A lot of us, we're looking, you know, for love. We want love. We want love. And we think that marriage equates to love, and that it's going to fill that void within ourselves, when we really need to be starting with, do I love myself?
Right.
And I would say most of you will probably say, yes, I do. And I would say, no, you don't. Because most of us have not even been taught what love means or how to love ourselves. So that's my spiel. Let's get on back into it. So you guys started the line together.
Right.
I was very successful. But at the time of developing the line and things, you guys got a divorce.
Right.
So then tell us how Lux Dier came about.
I'm gonna go back into the other brand.
Okay.
You know, when we first started this brand, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
We had actually had decided to get a divorce before we actually went into the mall.
Oh.
Like, we had decided to get a divorce like that December 2017.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, in 17, my dad passed, my aunt passed, which was my favorite aunt, and I was really close to her, and my grandma passed all of them. Wow. So I had a divorce, my aunt passed, my grandma passed, and my dad passed. So every week was like a funeral this week, funeral this week, the funeral this week, and a divorce, right? Which was December.
My goodness.
We didn't open the kiosk in January. So at the time when we was planning on getting a divorce, the divorce got denied by the courts, right? And the courts denied the divorce the first time.
Because, I didn't know that can happen, so okay.
Right, so they denied it because she did it electronically. We agreed on it, you know what I'm saying? That we was gonna get divorced and it was like, they denied it the first time because a page was missing.
Okay.
And let me say this, you know what I'm saying? Because I, even though she's my ex-wife, I still give her credit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the type of person, if you did good, you did good. You did bad, you did bad. I'm straight up, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to
see. Do you guys still have a relationship at all?
Do we have what now?
A relationship at all? Do you guys communicate? Now? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not now.
Okay.
But I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
Okay, you know we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that part a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? We did, but we didn't. We don't now. But anyway, so they denied it the first time. And then she's really good with paperwork. She's very smart.
Okay.
You know, so when it comes to paperwork, business, stuff like that, she's very smart. Mm-hmm, so, and I know she did it right. So she sent it in. They denied it. A page was missing.
Okay.
She sent it back in the second time. They denied it the second time because a half a page was missing.
Okay.
So I'm a firm believer, right? And I believe in signs and stuff like this. Mm-hmm, so I told her, I said, listen, maybe it's not meant for us to get a divorce.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is before I even got into it, started with the makeup, before I even touched the brush, anything. It was like, I was like,
yeah,
against it. I'm totally against it. But anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she agreed. I said, listen, maybe we shouldn't get a divorce.
Okay.
And at the time, I had just got a lawsuit from a job.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And now I got this money and now I have a job. And she was like, well, maybe we should open up a kiosk in Pearl River Mall.
Okay.
And we're gonna get a divorce. What sense of me yeah, take my money and put it into this?
Into you know what you. I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
But I went on faith, you know what I'm saying? Cause like I said, I'm a firm believer. And I was like, you know, January came, I like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know? We're not gonna get a divorce. And January came, we made like $9,000 that month.
In 1 month?
$9,000.
Wow.
Being perimeter is not an easy mall to go in.
It is not.
You better set up a booth, especially in the middle of the mall. You know how people feel about the middle of the mall. Oh my God.
You want to come, head. Come.
Man, listen.
No, I'm good.
I got the receipts.
I'll come and get you on my way out.
Listen. I wasn't even doing makeup. I wasn't even doing eyebrow lashes. I was straight green. Didn't know what a lip gloss. I didn't know what a concealer brush was. I didn't know anything.
Come here, let me show you the ma'am, do you see? How you gonna flat iron this?
Listen.
Do not.
I didn't even have. I know exactly what you're talking about, too. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I had no interest in any of it. She said, listen, just help me sell the products. And I do makeup. And I will hire some makeup artists. I said, okay, cool. I made $9,000 the first month. I said, man, this is my new job. I done made $9,000.
I mean, come on. In a month?
$9,000 the first month.
In a month.
What business that you know that opened up the first month, they make $9,000? I don't know no business. But I had traffic. So that was separate me from a lot of other business owners. I opened up where traffic was. You get what I'm saying? And
okay.
My personality made people gravitate to come see what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going in the mall. I fly every day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Beard lined up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really fly. So it's like I'm going to get people attention just off how I look. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then when I open my mouth and speak, it's like, oh, what you got going? I'm like, man, listen, I just started my own makeup line. I'm black on. I'm blue. I'm woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they be like, oh, let me try it.
All
then
natural.
Then they try it. They're like, oh, I like this. Mmm. I got into the product.
Yeah.
They like the product.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because I'm an avid believer. When I find a good product, then I'm going to stay with that product. I'm loyal to that. I don't like to have to change it. I have to find a new one and see if it works and see if it's this and see if it's that. No, you get me on something, unless you mess it up some kind of way and that's with like poor customer service or something like that, then I'm yours for life.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you were saying $9,000 the first month, what set you apart maybe from some of the other businesses, or like we were saying, like some of the other kiosks are like we were just saying, here, come in, let me give you, and people walking, let me press your press your locks out.
I mean, what set me apart really was a lot of what mostly was in the customer service part and how I got people to come.
Okay.
Because when I first went in there, it was like, you know, I'm new to this. I'm new to being in a mall setting. I'm used to working on cars. I'm used to being an electrician. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm
trying to... So what we might describe as a manly man. Right. Yeah.
But I'm versatile.
Okay.
So by me being versatile, it's like I got to find which way to go being in this mall and being able to be successful at selling the products and making this brand pop and be where people tell you, hey, man, I wear this. You know what I'm saying? Because Matt got their name. Estelada got their name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All these brands got their name. This is makeup just like y'all. And if I invest in my makeup and getting this created, and I feel like, you know what? Forget how I feel. If I see that this is better.
Yeah.
Because if I'm looking at all these other African-American ladies that's wearing makeup and their face have all these bumps and stuff in it and they pores are getting clogged.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I see the lady that's wearing this, and how it looks to me, because I'm a man and looking at a woman. I'm a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at a woman, I'm looking at her. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if I say, man, listen, not because it's mine, but man, this really looks better on you than that. Even though that's a name brand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of small businesses got really great products that they do not get the exposure that's better than these brands, these name brands.
Absolutely, because the name brand, it has that more of that, you know, exposure behind it and advertising dollars and everybody, especially in a place like Atlanta, where everybody is more like what Missouri, the show me state.
Yeah.
But that's the tagline that Atlanta should have, is to show me, because everybody is somebody doing something, faking it till you making it, you know, the that whole nine. And so a lot of people like the labels,
right?
Because they think it equates to success. Oh, if I got on some red bottoms, or if I got a Louis Vuitton bag, or I wear Make, whatever the case may be, it makes me seem or appear to be more than, you know, my bank account.
Right. And it's funny that you say that, right? Because, you know, my name is Gucci LeBra, right? And I got that name because of what you just said. When I was in the mall, I used to wear Gucci. Like, every day I had a Gucci this, Gucci that. I was just like, I'll be Gucci down in the mall. And you know what I'm saying? And it was just go back to what you're saying. It made me feel like, okay, people see me like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That make people be like, oh, dang, he got the money. Oh, he this and he that.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
He's bigger than what he is. Yeah.
So, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
It works. It really
does.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, before the name came, people started calling me Gucci because that's what they see me in every day. You know what I'm saying? They're like, boy, you stay Gucci down. You know what I'm saying?
And people want to be associated
with somebody
and with success.
Right.
You know, I say that even in, you know, my practice here at Out of the Box, we have 24 clinicians that, you know, work under me of all different cultural ethnicities and backgrounds and so on and so forth. But I'm the only doctor in our facility. And so therefore, my caseload stay full. And I'm consistently, when I get referrals or whatever on my wait list, I'm like, oh yeah, we go with this clinician, that clinician. And they're like, no, you're female, you're Black, and you a doctor? Nah, I want you, because that equates to a certain, you know, not only a certain caliber of service and things like that, because you're the highest of the high, but it makes me be like, oh yeah, I'm going to see Dr. So-and-so versus this therapist or that therapist or what have you. And so we get that, you know, and I can see that a whole lot as well in your practice is, you know, you're Gucci down. You must got something. Let me come and see what you got or what you about. Or even with your staff, let me be affiliated with you because I want that exposure of being around, you know, name brands and so on and so forth as well.
Right.
I want that to be established.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what we have here, because he done already called me out. You know, y'all know, if y'all know me, I'm not really big on makeup. I try to do the little makeup for the Dr. O after dark to kind of hide some of my blemishes and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm still on all the tutorials and stuff, and sometimes kind of look back at some of the episodes and be like, Olivia, what the heck were you doing? Looking like the lady off of the Drew Carey show. I forget me having eyeshadow all up here. I be thinking I'm cute. With the Walmart and Walgreens makeup and what was that come on? The makeup, whatever they say, they promise they can match your foundation to your skin tone and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's all he done already called me out. So tell us what you got here.
I actually call you, you know what I'm saying? But I got you, though. But I got you, you know what I'm saying? She going to be wearing her Lux Dior on the next show.
Next time, on all the future episodes. If I'm looking janky, which I'm not going to be, because I'm going to have on all this line right here, and it's going to be good. My pores going to be nice and clean and everything. So let's get on into it.
Actually, I'm doing my makeup for the next show. Just put that out there.
But anyway, so. All right. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. So listen, y'all, listen. I'm going to just start. I'm not going to talk about the foundation. I'm not going to talk about the lip gloss that I brought or anything. I want to specify and talk about the skincare, you know. Your skin is what's most important. It's like before the makeup, before covering up, what does your skin look like? Do you have enlarged pores? Do you have blemishes? Do you have puffiness? Do you have like darkness under your eyes? Listen, this product right here will take care of anything you have. Like, really, it's really good products. I have over 4 different cleansers. I didn't bring all of them today. I brought one. I brought a cucumber cleanser.
Okay.
This is a cucumber clarifier cleanser, okay, which is really good. It smells good. It has a lot of vitamins in it. It's vegan for y'all out there that want products that's natural. You know what I'm saying? It's cruelty-free.
No animal testing.
That. You don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? It actually tells you on the back of it, it says it's paraben-free. But this particular one is for a combination skin. So okay, if you have combination skin, this would be one for you. I have one for y'all that have oily skin. I didn't bring it today, but it's a lactic alpha cleanser. If you have oils in the T-zone areas like here, and you get oil during the daytime, wash your face with this once a month. I mean, not month, I'm sorry. Wash your face every morning. It's gonna control the oils in your skin. You need that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I cater to different age groups, you know what I'm saying? Young, middle, and older too. I have something for my older ladies, you know what I'm saying? I have a lot of products that's for anti-wrinkle. If you worry about getting wrinkles around your eyes, you worry about getting wrinkles around your neck and your bust area, I have products for that. And I brought, I didn't bring it today, but I have a cream that's for the neck and bust area that's specifically only for the neck and bust.
Okay. You know, my grandmother, she used to tell us to not have that neck. We have to go like this. So I do my exercises in order not to have that turkey neck.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's an old school.
Yeah, my grandmother, she well in her 90s. And when I tell you she looked like she in her 50s, my grandmother looked good. Shout out to Grandma in Dallas, Texas.
Shout out, Grandma.
Wait, you know, so y'all know. Yeah. Stretch it out.
Yeah, do that.
Now,
you can do that part, or you can come to me.
And this. Now, you know, so this works good with the laugh lines, the crow's feet, as my mom used to call them.
If that's what you want to call it, yeah.
So right here when we come in and, you know, that.
Yeah, but I have an eye cream.
Okay.
That's specifically only for the eyes, and I have one specifically for the eyes and one for the lips too as well. So for my smokers, if y'all smoke a lot.
And be having them black lips.
I have a cream that's for the eyes and the lips to lighten it. And I have a specific cream that's specifically for lightening and reducing the puffiness under the eyes.
I was going to ask about that. So, you know, with the black circle. Now, let me ask you, just as a male, and I know we talk a whole lot like the makeup and the cleansers and for the face. Mm-hmm. What about like acne in other parts of the body? I know a lot of men, they will get like acne like on their back, especially like blackheads and things like that. And they're not, I'll tell them, like you can go get the back facial and things like that. But a lot of men, they're not really interested, in that. So do you have something?
So I do have a skincare line specifically for men too as well. I'm sold out. This is the reason I didn't have any today. I sell a lot of them to the barber, especially that do a lot of facials and stuff like that. I sell it so fast that as soon as I get it in, I already have 10 orders already either online or I have 2 people already paid ahead, you know what I'm saying? So as I get it in, it's like, I gotta ship it out. I stay shipping like, man, oh my God, they know me in the post office. Like, oh, you sending out some more makeup? You sending some more skincare? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, they buying, you know what I'm saying? They love the product. So I have one called a Glyconic Face and Body Cleanser. It's actually for the face and the body. But okay. I don't recommend putting on your whole body because you're going to run through it because the bottle is only this size.
Yeah.
So if you put it on, you
can... Yeah, it's not a shower gel.
This run you $39.99.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
But that's really reasonable.
That's really reasonable. Yeah, I couldn't retail it more, but I move it so fast that it's like... Mm-hmm. I can reduce my prices less than these name brands.
Okay.
And you're going to get a way better result.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm all about results. So I'm not all about covering up with the makeup, you know what I'm saying, with concealers and stuff. Instead of covering up these spots and let's correct it.
Yeah, let's correct
skincare
it. With, yeah.
Is first. And once you get your skincare right, once you get your skin right, the makeup going to lay on your face. It's going to be flawless. Because I'm all about looking natural. I don't want you to look like you got makeup.
Yeah, that cakey.
On your face caked up. We don't do that over here. My makeup is mineral based. It has no oils in it. It's for normal and combination skin. It has moisturizer in it and SPF 2. So when you're out in the sun, you're out of the event, you're being protected by Luxe DL Cosmetics.
All right. So before we end for that, I did want to ask, tying it back in to mental health and things like that, what is it like being a Black heterosexual male in Atlanta? In Atlanta, who does makeup and skincare? Because that we don't see, a lot of that. A lot of people who we may see with males who are in a makeup and skincare,
right?
They're not heterosexual. So how has that maybe helped your business or negatively impacted your business?
I can say at first, it's levels to everything you just asked me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning level is when I first started being a heterosexual man into makeup, within myself, I was already self-conscious.
Okay.
That people gonna look at me like, oh, he this or he that, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't have nothing against nobody who is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing against, for me.
But you're just, saying?
And I would see guys, dudes that look like me, and they may look at me like, what you got going on, you know what I'm saying? But when I looked at my bank account,
It didn't matter.
My bank account is what really helped me tremendously to get through being in the makeup world, you know what I'm saying? But it's still impacting me still mentally because being a Black male, number one, it's like I had people say, oh, I don't want them to break me out. And I'm like...
So a negative that is already bad quality because...
It's already bad quality because of me. And I'm like...
Because you Black and because you're a man. You can't
like,
know.
Okay, hold up. I'm like, I'm not just selling something. I'm in Perimeter Mall and my stuff has to be tested before we even come in here. They're not going to allow just anybody coming to that mall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is, you're not reselling.
I'm not reselling
anything, any other products. This is not MAC, Estee Lauder, Fenty, whomever it is. Carly, Jen. No, this is all created by you.
For African American. Even though it's created, geared towards African American, I still have colors for Hispanics. I have colors for Caucasians. I still have those colors too.
Yeah. Well, also because African Americans come in all colors of the rainbow.
Right.
So you know, of course you will have it for those who are lighter complexions that look more you know, white or Hispanic, right, you know, or Latino and different things of that nature, because, you know, we come in, talking about my grandmother, you know, she's French, you know, Canadian, and is fairly, you know, fairly light skinned. And so in the days when she was growing up and things like that, she could have went for passing, but that's just the difference in the trajectory,
right,
of how our complexions can go from very pale to, so, as they say, blue, black, or purple.
Right. Yeah. But mentally, it has impacted me a whole lot, you know. But I had to be strong. I'm really a strong person. Mm-hmm. I could deal with somebody saying no to me. Or I could deal with somebody saying, you know, I want them to break me up. And then what I do is just find a way to convince you. And I'll be like, hey, listen, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Just try it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it don't cost anything to try something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to send a lot of samples. I send a lot of samples in the mail to different makeup artists.
Okay.
Because I meet people on a daily basis, right? And
And
automatically when I tell, like, you know, ladies that do makeup, and I say, oh, yeah, I got a makeup skin. Oh, I do makeup. Automatically. And I'm like... Sometimes, you know, I got a little.
I got
a part of me that I'll be like, you know what?
I ain't asked you all that.
Don't make me
what
shit
I
on
said.
You. I'm like, don't make
was,
me shit on you, right? So.
I have like, a, you do makeup, but I have a whole makeup line, yeah, ma'am.
I'll be like, well, listen, I employ you and make you an employee. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really want to go that route,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I do employ makeup artists. I have over 200 makeup artists. I got people that want to move here to the city. They wait on me to open up more locations.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm really the one that's really holding myself back.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, are you expanding to other locations?
I did expand it. I opened up a spa down in Jonesboro, and I have it's not open now, but I did invest into a spa where I have holistic practitioners.
Okay.
And I'm a masseuse that was, you know what I'm saying, that do their job, and mm-hmm. they need a space.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, well, I open this up and then I rent this out to y'all. Y'all can do this, you can do that. And then I opened up a spot in Conyers, Georgia.
Okay.
Conyers Mini Mall.
Yes. And that's where you're currently located at.
That's where
at.
I'm currently located right now.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I didn't open back up at Perimeter Mall, you know what I'm saying? And I closed during COVID.
Okay.
And it was a lot going on during COVID, you know. They were still trying to charge during COVID.
For your kiosk, but people not coming.
But we're closed.
Yeah.
So, and I was in there 3 years.
Simon, isn't Perimeter one of the Simon malls? Simon.
I drink to that.
Simon said, y'all need to do better.
Right.
So, ladies, I will tell you. So, when I first moved out here to Atlanta, before I had my locks in my natural hair, when I just had my natural hair, my first hairstylist was a male. Shout out to Elijah. He's from Chicago. Straight, heterosexual male, and he did the best, the bomb with hair. So I'm saying that because trust a man with your makeup and your hair, because they will, see, a lot of times I know for me in a community and things like that, when I had hair all down my back, we used to worry about, oh, they gonna cut my hair too much. They gonna damage it because they get, you ain't gotta worry about that with the man who is a stylist, because they want, and they wanna enhance that beauty. They not hating on you and being like, ah, da, 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 da. No, they just want the best for you, and there's no competition in that. And so the products, they're very, very, very affordable. When I tell you, we was just looking at some of these amazing just colors that we have here. These are absolutely gorgeous. The aesthetics behind it all. Oh, I cannot wait.
Look at this purple. That purple look good on you.
Yes. Yes, that's my color right there.
Greens and blues. I didn't bring the greens and blues. Oh my God. I had so many colors.
So y'all, where can people find you? So we know here locally, if you're located in the Atlanta area, they can go to your kiosk and visit your kiosk in Conyers at the Conyers Mini Mall at 1439 Old Salem Road in Conyers. Do you have a website or social media where others who may not be here locally in the Metro Atlanta area where they can get your products from?
Oh yeah, I do. I have a website and I have an online store too as well. So you can purchase your makeup, you can purchase the skincare, the lip glosses. You can purchase it. And if you have a hard time, let's say you don't know your color, you can always call me. You can send me a picture. I can video chat. This makeup is true to the color. And I'm really good. I can look at any lady and tell her in my brand, I could tell her what color she is. I say, oh, you're number 26. Oh, you're 31. Oh, you this, or you that. I can do that with drop of a dime. But you can go on my website. It's luxdiercosmetics.com. And you'll find everything on the website that you need on there. You can follow me on Instagram. It'll be lux.dier, and that's LUX_DAIRE. That's on Instagram. Facebook is LuxDier. So everything pretty much gonna be LuxDier. So okay. We do actually have a TikTok page too. We just started. TikTok is jumping right now, y'all. Follow me on TikTok, man. We're gonna be doing some skits and stuff. We're gonna be doing a lot of skits with the makeup. So follow me on TikTok. It's gonna be LuxDier on TikTok as well.
All right. Well, thank you. So now are you, where are you originally from? Because I know everybody may be wondering because there's a huge accent that we got here. Yeah. Are you originally here from Georgia?
I'm not from Georgia. I am a Roll Tide, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, home of the folding chairs. Y'all seen it. You know what I'm saying? And I was actually there too at the time. Not with a folding chair. Actually, I was like 10 minutes away from it. I wish I had a new because I would have been over there too. You know what I'm saying?
Navy, shout out to all my Navy veterans. You know, we were coming, my Marines. We were out there.
Yeah, for real.
All right. No, I knew it had to be somewhere down south because you got that southern drawl.
Oh, yeah. Can cook too.
Oh, okay. And divorce.
Sweat.
Not currently in a relationship?
4 years now, divorce.
But are you currently single or are you dating?
I am single.
Ladies, get you a man who has their own business. All the makeup and skincare your heart desires. Can cook. He said he can cook, ladies. That good old Southern cooking. That macaroni and cheese and some of that gumbo and them fried green tomatoes and them pork chops smothered in gravy. And ooh, I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry myself. And he can cook. And he is absolutely divine. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all make sure you check out my boy, Gucci LeBra. Ooh, where is my mind at? That's the wine, blame it on the wine. Gucci LeBra at luxdier.com or lux_dier. On social media, or just, you know, as we do, Google him and you will be able to find him. And we want you to what? To dare to be dear.
Oh, yeah.